I want us to listen to these words from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6. Okay, listen. I'm reading from verses 16 all the way to 23, I guess. Know you not that to whom you present yourselves as slaves unto obedience, his slaves you are, whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God, that whereas you were once servants, slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto you were delivered. And being made free from sin, you became the slaves of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you presented your members as slaves unto uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, unto sanctification. For when you were the slaves of sin, you were free in regard of righteousness. But what fruit then did you have of the things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, you have become slaves of God, and you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we are slaves to whoever we obey, whether it's of sin that leads to death or of obedience that leads to righteousness. So we're all slaves. But the question is, whose slave are we? Whose prisoner are we? Who holds us captive? So I want to finish up and look at another slave owner, prisoner, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the world's greatest liberator. When we are bound to Jesus, when we are his prisoners, then we are really free. Didn't Jesus himself say, if the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed? But we are free because we belong to Christ. We're not free because we're out here on our own somehow. So we're either bound prisoners or free prisoners. Look at the letters that Paul wrote. He was proud to identify himself as a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a high honor for him to identify himself as the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we can understand that it's a wonderful relationship to be the slave, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. We can say, Jesus has captured my heart and my life, and now I belong to him. Jesus is here to proclaim deliverance to all who are captives of any captor other than Jesus Christ. Back to Romans 6, it says that we who were once the slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to Christ Jesus and his word. And being set free from sin, have become the slaves of righteousness. See, we don't like the word slave because it's sort of derogatory. But it's a wonderful concept to be enslaved to Jesus, to be addicted to godliness and holiness and righteousness. That's the liberating imprisonment. How does it become real for us? That question is also answered here in Romans. It says, before you came to Christ, you were obedient. And thus you were slaves to unrighteousness, of sin, or addictions. But it says, now, being set free, just as you gave yourself to do evil, now give yourself to do good. It's a decision, isn't it? I yield. Here's one of my members, my hand. So I yield my member of my hand. Yield my hand to bless rather than to swat. It's a decision, isn't it? Almost the same movement, but the motivation is way different. So just as you once, it says, presented your members to leading to more unrighteousness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, which leads to holiness. So I guess we can say, now that we have been set free from sin and have become slaves or the prisoners of God, the fruit we get leads to greater holiness, and the end thereof, it says, is eternal life. I do want to say quickly, a lot of people say, then I can do anything I want. It didn't say that. We're still bound, but we're bound to Jesus. And it's no longer I will live or Christ who lives in me. Look at all the promises that God gives us about this kind of enslavement. It's not evil. It's a wonderful calling to belong to Jesus, to be the bond slave of Jesus, to be his prisoner, because every one of us who is born again, filled with the Spirit, have the life of Christ within us, are prisoners of war. Jesus captured us. He captured us right out of the grasp of Satan and brought us into a new relationship. That's how it is in any war, isn't it? Those that are captured become the slaves of the captor. Jesus won the victory at the cross, and he took captives. And we who know the Lord today need to rejoice that we were captured and were taken as prisoners of war and made new people. We need to praise God for such a victory, that we belong to Jesus. We've been delivered out of the ways of the world. We've been set free in Christ. Not to do whatever we want, but to do that which is pleasing to God. He gave us that freedom, to do that which delights the heart of God. You see, in this Christian life, we're not fighting for victory. We were given the victory, and now we stand in that victory. Father, we pray that it be so real for us, not just talk, but real for us, that we've been delivered from the bondages in which the world and culture would hold us, so that we can be bound eternally to Jesus, to belong to him, and to belong to one another in this body that is the body of Christ. And so, Lord, we ask that you will guide us day by day, not to try to hang on to stuff, but to yield it to you, that we might be free, free as the bond slaves of Jesus, to walk in your ways. So, Lord, thank you for making us your captives, your prisoners, your slaves, that we might serve you in righteousness all the days of our life. Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.